This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of bodies of people who died from the coronavirus disease were cremated at a mass cremation site in New Delhi Monday as cases surged in India's capital and across the country. And some of the worst-hit cities like New Delhi, bodies were being burnt in makeshift facilities offering mass cremations. And it comes as the U.S. says it will soon donate its entire AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine stock to other nations. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The vaccine is not approved in the U.S., and the Biden administration's increasingly confident in the supply of the three vaccines that are being used here.
We do not need to use AstraZeneca in our fight against COVID over the next few months.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says once federal regulators authorize the AstraZeneca vaccine, the U.S. will start making it available to other nations, as many as 60 million doses in coming months. The administration's been under pressure to give more of its supply to struggling nations like India. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A California man is hospitalized with a blood clot after receiving the J&J vaccination. More from AP's Mike Gracia.
A California man who received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine has been hospitalized since April 21st with a rare blood clot in his leg. In a statement, University of California San Francisco says the man, who's in his 30s, is making good progress and should be released within a few days. On Friday, U.S. health officials lifted an 11-day pause on the J&J single-dose shot after investigating 15 cases of women who developed unusual clots after receiving the vaccine. Three of the 15 women died. But with 8 million J&J doses administered nationally so far, scientific advisors deemed the benefits outweigh the rare risk. I'm Mike Gracia.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.